Is it time for Cedar Rapids to finally give up on the dreams of a casino? 319-366-1600. Welcome in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 6:45 tonight. You are hearing us on our FM frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids. A tremendous show for you today. Bill Bender from the Sporting News is going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little college football with him. You will hear from Brent Bloom of CycloneFanatic.com at 5 o'clock tonight. Pay no attention to the fact that you are also hearing him right now as we speak on 1600 AM, Iowa State taking on Appalachian State in the Puerto Rico tip-off. Ben Gessling of the Minneapolis Star Tribune going to join us at 5:30 tonight. We'll talk a little NFC North football, and in particular the Vikings, who look like they're in a good position to wind up winning that division. Woodja is going to come on the way at 6 o'clock tonight. And don't forget, we've still got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill to put in the hands of one of our lucky listeners tonight. La Cantina, three locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and the newest location in the Fountains off Edgewood. They've got a huge party room there, semi-private area. If you're looking for a place to have a holiday party, office gathering, family get-together, check it out, LaCantina319.com. Welcome in. It is a Thursday, November 16th, and if you missed the announcement earlier today, the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission said no dice. See what I did there to a Cedar Rapids casino. There were three proposals on the table. None of them are going to come to fruition. Is it finally time to move on from the idea of a casino in Cedar Rapids? 319-366-1600. And I love talking about this because when we do talk about it, and it's the same discussion every time, but there are a number of people out there who absolutely hate that we talk about this. I'm interested in this. I find gaming and casinos to fall under the purveyance of sports. And it's a big story. This is a big story because a lot of people here in Cedar Rapids have put a ton of time and a ton of money and a ton of effort into trying to convince the State Racing and Gaming Commission that it would be a good idea to put a casino here in Cedar Rapids. And guess what? Same result as last time. So is it finally time to move on, or are we going to go back to the well again? They've got until 2021, I think, to get something going as far as getting a license and moving forward with a plan. After that, I think it's got to go back to the voters. But can we finally move on past this and put our time and our effort into coming up with something else for Cedar Rapids, or are we just going to go back to the drawing board and watch this get shot down again? 319-366-1600. Or do you not care? If you don't care, that's fine. I think this is a big deal. A lot of people have spent a ton of money trying to get this thing off the ground. There were three proposals on the table, and it's just we're back to square one. I say we, the city of Cedar Rapids, and the people who are for a casino. I, by the way, on the record, neither pro nor con. I would frequent a casino if one were here in Cedar Rapids, and I think a lot of other people would too. But that's what the State Racing and Gaming Commission, I think, is looking at here, because if people were frequenting the casino in Cedar Rapids, they would not be frequenting other casinos. And that's the problem, and it's the same problem that existed the last time that they shot this down. Nothing changed. No casinos closed. It just seems to me like this was a giant runaround and a giant waste of time.
How many times has this proposal been shot down so far, Todd? How many times have we talked about it and then it gets shot down?
I've lost track.
Is it the same amount as the 21 ordinance in Iowa City? Is it around that ballpark area before they quit and just gave up on it?
That's ancient. That's going way back.
I know, but that's the last time I can think of something where I guess people were split on it, yet it kept getting voted down and shot down time after time after time. And I'm disappointed. I know we're doing some redecorating here in the studio, and I thought that we had a really good idea, the kazoo, the casino, and the zoo in downtown Cedar Rapids.
I forgot about that, too.
Once upon a time. But it turns out that neither of them are probably headed for that area anytime soon.
I don't know what to say anymore. I woke up and I thought, man, this is going to be a big story, and now nobody wants to talk about it. I guess I can't read people as well as I thought I did. Now, there are a lot of people, I think, that would be interested in seeing this come to fruition. Probably a lot of people who have skin in the game, so to speak. And there's money all over. I don't even want to know where the money is and whose pockets it's in. And people are backing this plan and backing that plan. But I don't know. How dense do you have to be to try to get this off the ground again? Like, I understand it's Charlie Brown and Lucy and the football, and they pulled the football away. But there was no reason to believe that they were going to let you kick the football this time because nothing had changed, right? So from that standpoint, I just think the blame at this point in time for, if you want to call it a failure, the blame goes on the people who thought they were going to somehow move mountains and make this thing happen when absolutely nothing had changed. And it's the same vote, 3-2, same vote as last time, and nothing has changed. I just find it a complete, colossal, utter waste of time. But there are people that think, man, that's what Cedar Rapids needs. And they're going to try to, I'm sure, go back to the drawing board and come up with another outside firm to do this market research and that. And the Racing and Gaming Commission clearly doesn't care at this point. They're on record, and nothing is going to change. And as long as the casinos in the area are still open and exist, then they're going to say that it's going to be cannibalization, which is one of my favorite terms to use, if we get a casino here in Cedar Rapids. Okay, fine, I'll go spend my money elsewhere. And by spend my money elsewhere, I mean lose my money elsewhere.
The thing that I can't get over whenever something happens like this, and I draw back to St. Louis trying to build a new football stadium, then a new soccer stadium, and trying to bring in an MLS team. There were people whose primary job for the last however long this has been going on, 5 years, 10 years, was to do market research and to render an outline and try to get this thing up off the ground. And could you imagine doing a job for that long and then realizing at the end that it was a complete waste of time? Not necessarily for any fault of yourself, but for those people who spent all that time and money and energy on that and realized that this thing, looking back, they probably sit there and say, well, this was never going to happen in the first place. Why do we think it was going to?
I read the story on the Gazette's website earlier today, and this should be the only paragraph in the story. The commission made no indication about when it might be open to granting a license, although there is already some interest in taking another run. This, to me, is just the definition of idiocy.
Insanity.
Can we put our heads together and come up with something, a development, something downtown, non-casino related, that's going to benefit this community at this point? Because it seems to me now, somebody on the text line said last time it was 4-1, and this time it's 3-2. Okay, well, I guess that's incremental progress. But I don't know, I don't get this. I don't get why people behind this movement aren't coming to the realization that nothing is going to change here. You can come up with this. There were big proposals. There were small proposals. There were medium. It's Mama Bear and Papa Bear and Baby Bear, proposals of all sizes, and it didn't matter. 319-366-1600. Let's go to Hiawatha and bring Troy on board. Troy, what's up?
Hey, Todd. So I touch on the casino issue, I'm much like yourself in the sense that I really don't care one way or the other if a casino comes or goes. It's not going to affect me. But as long as they have Riverside down there and they're going to bow down to him, I agree with you. Nothing's going to change. We could do this all over again in 3 years. Nothing's going to change. And listening to the commission talk this morning, one of the arguments against bringing the casino that they had was, well, numbers are down at other casinos. Now, I think part of that is people that are refusing to go down to Riverside now after the last stint that he pulled and don't want to give him any of their money. So I think that plays into it that they need to consider as well.
Appreciate the phone call, Troy. And it's not just Riverside at this point because there's a casino in Waterloo. You've got Tama to consider. You've got the Quad Cities. There are a number of casinos within a reasonable driving distance of the area. And as long as they all exist and there's not some sort of tectonic shift in the earth where all of a sudden there's a major difference in distance between any of those places in Cedar Rapids, look, the miles don't change and the data is going to be the same. And I live here. I pay taxes here. I wouldn't mind seeing a couple other things beneficial come this way. And it just seems to me like sometimes you've got to think outside the box. And I see a bunch of people that are just stuck in the same rut right now, like a casino. Oh, it didn't work. Well, let's go back to the drawing board. And what did we come up with this time? A casino. And, oh, it didn't work again? Okay. Well, 2018, 2019. Let's go back to the drawing board. What did we come up with? It's going to be a casino again. I just think it's time to move on at this point. I mean, you agree with me or disagree? 319-366-1600. But it just seems to me that you're going back to the well here and nothing has changed. And I woke up. I was not exactly surprised when I woke up this morning and read that story. One of the first things I saw on Twitter was the results of the vote. But I understand that there's a lot of people that have put time and money in this and they're deeply invested and they're not going to stop until they feel like they can make progress and there's money to be made, and as long as there's money to be made, there are going to be people out there that are going to be pushing for this. But I don't know what else can be said at this point to drive home the point that it's just this is fruitless to me. The result is going to be the same next time. I guess if you get a new governor in and he or she appoints new people to the commission, then I guess the vote can change, but you're playing the waiting game there, and then you're playing the guessing game, and you're just wishing and hoping that things are going to change again. Got more to get to today on the program, and we got the MVP voting coming up tonight. American League and National League MVP voting will be announced during the show. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. Iowa State in action. The Iowa men are at home tonight, taking on
Grambling State.
That's right, Grambling State. I thought maybe it was North Carolina or Duke. It's Grambling State that's on Iowa's schedule right now. What's their RPI at the moment is absolutely atrocious. And this game tonight is not going to help it at all.
I saw something. I think it was Scott Docterman of the Land of Ten who was talking about the two teams that Iowa's played so far out of the SWAC. And the SWAC in general, the Southwest Athletic Conference, is one of the lower-level Division I conferences in the country, are a combined, wait for it, Todd, 1-21 in non-conference play. As a conference, 1-21. It's not a great start to the year for the SWAC.
No, but they'll get their payday, and Iowa will get a win tonight, and everybody moves forward. Now they're heading to the Atlantis tourney, which, by the way, just programming note to pass along, Mac McCausland is not going to be with us on Monday because he's going to be in the Bahamas. Now, Mac said we could talk to him, but we would have to pay the phone bill, and I'm not paying that phone bill.
Is it going to get confusing with Zach Mackey and Mac on the call at the same time?
I hadn't thought about that, no.
I just saw today that those two were going to be on the call, and I just thought, wow, that's going to get confusing. You just can't, I guess you can't refer to Zach by his last name. You just have to say his first name. We've had him on a couple of times, and I'm sure he'll do a great job down there.
Talking
as well.
Iowa baseball, by the way, they announced their signing class today. 9 players, including one local product. Perhaps that comes up on our first big board. Mike from Marengo on the Hertine and Stocker text line. Are you saying that we can look past Grambling State like Iowa State looked over Milwaukee? Yes, I am.
Yes.
Because Iowa is a better basketball team than Iowa State.
And Milwaukee's a better basketball team than Grambling State.
This non-conference stuff is just, it's ridiculous.
I don't feel like they're playing regular season games right now.
You can schedule easy non-conference games against teams with RPIs in the 200s and still know that you're scheduling a win. But to have as many, this is 3 in a row now against teams that have RPIs in the 300s. It's just, it's, look, and I don't know what March is going to look like when it comes tournament time, but say things go about as bad as they possibly could for the Hawkeyes at this point, and that they're a bubble team, or they get into the tournament, but maybe instead of being a 6 or a 7 seed, they're an 8 or a 9 because of their RPI. And then what happens when you're the 8 or the 9? You don't get a favorable matchup. So we can go on and on until we're blue in the face on this one, but if you're going to Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight, some quality basketball on tap for you. 319-366-1600. Speaking of quality basketball on tap, the Iowa State men in action, as we mentioned, taking on Appalachian State. That is on 1600 AM right now. Chris Williams and Brent Bloom on the call there because John Walters will be heading down to Waco, Texas for the Iowa State Baylor game this weekend. So we'll be catching up with John again come Monday. His appearance is sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. I was going to move on from this, but you know what? Let's go ahead. Dennis has been patient here. Dennis in Cedar Rapids wants to talk about the casino. Go ahead, Dennis. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, thanks. I think it's time to move on. And I would love to see the city concentrate on two areas that are starting to do pretty well in. One of them is bicycling and recreation, and the other area is entrepreneurism through the Nubo Company and the other companies like this. If we could make a heaven for people to come and start a new business, I think the town would boom.
Well, that's not a bad idea. And I don't want to, and I'm not a business expert. I didn't study it in college. I barely know anything about it. But it just seems to me like maybe that would be a little bit more worthwhile as far as putting money and effort into. There's some great areas in downtown Cedar Rapids, and this city has come such a long way since 2008. It's amazing, and we still got a long way to go to reach our full potential. But people are so stuck on the idea of this casino, and it's just, I don't think it's going to happen. And if it does, I don't think it's going to be as successful as some people think. And then what? Then you're stuck. And I think you made a great point. You compared it to all these cities that put money into building these stadiums. And what happens more often than not, you're left holding the bill. And those projects don't wind up being as successful in the long run as you thought maybe they would be.
And I think the real crazy happenings are when the projects don't get off the ground at all. And you think about the money, and as some people point out, the taxpayer money that was put into just even planning the project. And rendering what could be. And I just, whether it's gaming, casinos, or the taxpayer money used in bigger cities to fund professional sports, when the project doesn't work out the way that you thought it was going to, that's one thing. But it's even more crazy to me to think about what happens when you're planning something over and over and over again, and that's your job. That's what you are planning for, and you go through all these hurdles, and it just doesn't even get off the ground. It's got to be unbelievably frustrating.
I thought that would be more. Now, there are some texts coming in on the Hertine and Stocker text. I just thought people would be more interested in it, and maybe it's just apathy setting in at this point. Maybe that's what it is. But it's on me. I'm the manager here. I make out the lineup card, and I thought, yeah, oh boy, this is going to drive phone calls. People are going to be up in arms about this one way or the other. And then, you know, we get a couple phone calls, good ideas. Now, and I don't know anything. A couple people on the text line are talking about manufacturing jobs and all of that good stuff. Again, I'm not a politician. I'm not a businessman. I don't know anything about any of this stuff. But we got to do something. And it just seems like, you know, this idea is a loser. And it's been a loser twice now. And I can't think of a better parallel to draw than Lucy and Charlie Brown with the football. How many more times are you going to let them pull the football away before you get it through your blockhead, right? Which is what she called Charlie Brown, blockhead, before you get it through your head that they're never going to let Cedar Rapids kick the football because they've got money on the point spread. 319-366-1600-425. Bill Bender from the Sporting News coming up with us at the bottom of the hour. Again, Brent Bloom, CycloneFanatic.com. You will hear him. We caught up with him earlier today. There's no way to get around this. The Cyclone game going on 1600 AM, but we talked with him in Myrtle Beach earlier this afternoon. You can hear what he had to say about Iowa State football and basketball tonight coming up at 5 o'clock. And again, a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Could be yours just for listening tonight. 319-366-1600. Cedar Rapids Xavier taking on Pella for the Class 3A state title. You'll hear that game beginning at 6:45 tonight right here on our FM frequency. Scott Unash making his way north to Cedar Falls as we speak to call that action. With the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn stepping aside for just a few seconds. We come back. We'll have a big board update for you and more. Back after this.
Kevin Kugler here from Westwood One with a preview of Sunday Night Football, a marquee matchup of young quarterbacks coming up as the 5-4 Cowboys host the 8-1 Eagles. Can Dak Prescott in Dallas pick up an important NFC East victory without Ezekiel Elliott? Or will Carson Wentz in Philadelphia claim their 8th straight win? Join Hall of Famer Jason Taylor and me for all the action and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
NFL Sunday Night Football presented by Mediacom. The Cowboys host the Eagles Sunday night at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
All right, finally got an opportunity to catch up on the Hurtine and Stocker text line. Great feedback. Shouldn't judge everything. It's 2017. I shouldn't judge everything.